Autumn, a second spring when every leaf is a flower. Well, the fall, as they say in the United States of America, is here in full colour. And you've probably noticed the beautiful reds, golds and browns on trees, in parks, in your garden and ditches all over the country. Well, reporter Barry Gallagher joins us now from the Botanic Gardens in Dublin to paint pictures for us here on the radio. Barry, it must be beautiful there this morning.
And you're from then here at the National Botanic Gardens in Glasnevin. Well, look, my imagination could be playing tricks on me, but it's doing a very good job because I'm currently surrounded by a sea of those iconic autumnal colours, those deep reds, coppers, synonymous with, I suppose, this time of the year. But is that a trend, those more vibrant autumnal colours that the general public are seeing? Well, I went to Phoenix Park last night to find out.
We're from Galway, but down in Galway we have noticed around us that the trees are a beautiful yellow and russet. And you wouldn't expect that normally until maybe for another 2 weeks.
Probably just a wee bit earlier. But it's just like every other year, there's the pattern is there. They go from their green down to their yellow and russet and all those other beautiful colours.
No, I was on the other side of the world there. And when I came back, I was shocked. It's gorgeous. It's a cacophony of colour, isn't it?
I think it's not as coloured as it was last year at that stage of the year. Yeah, it's been a lot warmer.
I haven't seen a huge difference. I maybe saw we have a huge tree in our neighbour's back garden, and I have seen maybe that's kind of getting dead a little bit earlier than I thought usually. So yeah,
for me, yes, I remember a few years ago around this time of year visiting my friend around Sing Street, and it was just hot. Even though it was kind of pleasant in a way, it wasn't pleasant. We've noticed like flowers budding, or like when they shouldn't be budding right now. Like there's very strange things happening with that. I do grow food, and people in the allotments, people who've been growing for years have tracked it. So the time you put potatoes down is different to how it used to be when they were younger.
Because the weather is warmer now, it looks like a typical autumn, like you'd see in a movie or something. But when the weather is nice like this, I think it's probably like this all the time and we don't even notice.
I definitely noticed that today I like had to trade my winter coat for a t-shirt. It's definitely, I mean, I think on the theme of climate chaos, it's very kind of poignant and frightening how warm and lovely it is at the moment, and it shouldn't be, you know. But yeah, I definitely noticed in the park lots of trees are still holding onto their leaves, and it's quite unusual.
Yes, well, that is what the general public think, but the question on everyone's minds is, what do the experts think? Well, luckily, I am joined by James Brady, a lecturer at the Chagas College of Amenity Horticulture here at the National Botanic Gardens. James, thank you for joining us. First of all, is that autumnal vibrancy that we're seeing in our trees, is it our imagination? What is the expert opinion?
No, I think when you think about the conditions here that we're having, the ideal conditions for autumn colour would be warm, dry, sunny days, followed by cool night temperatures with no frost. And when you have those experience or those conditions, you see these conditions here and you can see the vibrant colours in the trees and the plants. Literally what happens there is when we look at a tree, we see a green leaf. That's chlorophyll that's been produced. It's taking the light, creating energy for food for the tree. As the shorter days come, the lower temperatures start to take place. The tree knows to go into dormancy, and the changes in the colour start to take place. So the green chlorophyll is broken down in the plant, and then all the vibrant colours, the orange, the browns, the yellows, are all visible then. So perfect conditions will be warm, dry, sunny days, cool nights, and that's what we're having here at the moment.
And I suppose it has to be mentioned that, you know, this summer, 2025 was one of the hottest on records. 2023 was one of the hottest years on record on planet Earth. Does climate change have an impact on what our trees do, how they change with the seasons?
absolutely. Like, I mean, when you think about it, we're seeing more extremities of weather. We're seeing longer dry periods. Look at spring, for instance. We had a very hot spring. We had a very dry start of the spring. And that's coming at a critical time because trees need to get moisture from the ground to sustain themselves and support themselves. He's coming in autumn colour earlier. It's nearly it's a survival mechanism. They're under stress at some point of their growing conditions. So this manifests in a plant maybe dropping its leaves earlier or showing their autumnal colours earlier. And you can see here, like, I mean, even in, as early as the end of August, first few weeks in September, we saw trees that were dropping their leaves and showing autumn colours. So it's really an indicator that there's certain fluctuations within the environmental conditions, like if it's high extremities of heat or moisture and periods of drought, that is causing effect on trees and going into autumn colour earlier.
James Brady with the Chagist Horticulture Amenity College. Thank you very much for joining us. And with that, it's back to studio.
Barry Gallagher, thank you. It's now 8:58.